The Osgood Files, sponsored by Pure Silk Shave Cream for Women, made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Dave Ross. No new taxes. That's been America's battle cry. But now, Congress is taking it to the next level. No new taxes and no old taxes either. Oh, America, we are going to have so much money in our pockets. More after this. Congress has left town, and it has adjourned without approving a budget for the FAA, which means that most of the agency is shut down. Congress made sure the air traffic controllers remain on duty because, being professional politicians, they know that mid-air collisions almost never poll well. But the FAA has had to stop collecting airline taxes, which means airport construction projects are on hold, and 70,000 construction workers will be out of work for 5 weeks until Congress comes back, which strikes Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood as ridiculous.
For all these politicians who are worried about the debt and deficit, $1 billion in taxes will not come into the coffers, and 70,000 workers will not be working, will not be paying taxes. That isn't the way to create revenue, in my opinion.
What the secretary forgets, of course, is that Congress has no interest in creating revenue. They just spent the last 2 weeks eliminating revenue. They believe that those uncollected airline taxes belong in the hands of the American people. And that's where they would be right now, except that most airlines, and this will make you laugh, most airlines raise their fares to the level they would have been with the tax and are just keeping the money so we don't get anything. But that actually should be okay, too, because instead of going to the government, you see, the money is now going to private corporations who will probably start using it to create more jobs at any moment. Any moment now. Oh, come on, guys. It's about time for the economic engine to start up. Okay, there we go. Here they come. Here come the... Oh, geez. I'm sorry. My mistake. That was the sound of the debt deal backfiring. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, August 3rd, 2011.